In an aerial survey of the Chilkat Valley this week, biologists counted 221 moose. That's the highest number seen in the area in the last 10 years. The strong numbers are reassuring, but don't necessarily indicate a dramatic spike in the population. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch flew from Juneau to Haines Tuesday morning. Then he boarded a Super Cub plane and started the annual count of Chilkat Valley moose.
We fly at about 500-foot elevation. And it's a Super Cub, so we can go nice and slow. And we start in the lower valley, kind of the Murphy Flats area. And then we go up pretty much all of the drainages all the way up to the top of the Chilkat above Turtle Rock before we turn around and come back down.
The survey took about 6 hours.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of the job. It's a lot more fun to be out seeing the country that you manage and the critters that are out there. You know, just definitely beats looking at a computer screen.
The experience was made even better by the promising numbers of moose Koch counted, 221. That's the largest number in the past 10 years. It included 148 cows, 41 bulls, and 32 calves. Koch said the bull-to-cow ratio of 28-100 is right above the management objective, and the amount of calves, 14%, is in line with the long-term average of 15%. The numbers are strong, but Koch isn't jumping to any conclusions because aerial surveys only provide part of the picture.
I think probably there are a few more moose. It's just hard to tell. If we had collared moose, we'd be able to determine whether we saw 70% of the moose or, you know, 80% of the moose. Typically, on good conditions, you see 65 to 75% of the moose.
One factor contributing to the high number might just be that Koch was able to see more because of better weather conditions. He said the conditions were close to perfect this year. That was not the case the previous 2 years. Those surveys were also limited because weather prevented them from happening until most bull moose had dropped their antlers, making it impossible to distinguish between males and females. Last year, Koch counted 183 moose. The year before that, 147. After this winter's count, the second highest number in the past 10 years was in 2011, when 212 animals were spotted. Koch says if the population has increased, the recent mild winters may have played a part.
When the winters are milder, the survival is usually higher.
Moose living in very optimal conditions tend to have more twin calves. Koch says that's not something he saw this survey. He only spotted one set of twins.
Something I would love to see would be even more calves.
The unchanging percentage of calves and the fact that this is just 1 year's worth of data mean Koch is not planning to adjust restrictions on the area moose hunt. The hunt has gone unusually fast the past 2 years. In 2015, Fish and Game closed the harvest early after about 2 weeks. It was even more dramatic this September when the hunt closed after just 1 week. The management goal for the Chilkat Valley moose harvest is between 20 and 25 legal bulls, which are based on antler configurations. A total of 26 were taken this year, two of which were illegal.
I think at this point, we're going to stick with the status quo, but certainly we'd be a little bit less concerned about over-harvest than we were.
Koch says the numbers are encouraging, but it's too soon to tell what might have caused the increase and whether it might last. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.